this and mighty is evil minds change good to their own nature. He has, and in return he's chained me here. Split my parched skin. The crystal wind snow will soak through my hair. And I'm trampled down by bitter stings like the night and the sleep of revenge. For what's a mission but that fatal word? The death seal of mankind's captivity. Like would accept, could I yield like others flatter cry. Secure are they, for justice when triumphant will weep down, pity not punishment on her own wrongs. Too much avenged by those who err, I wait enduring thus. Retributive hour, which since we spake is ever near. But hark the hellhounds clamor, fear delay. Heaven lowers under thy father's frown. Now to suffer once more, answer me. Oh. He is cloven to the roots, yon huge snow-loaden cedar. Fearfully God's thunder howls behind. Run down the slanted sunlight of the dawn. Dear sister, close thy plumes over thine eyes, blackening the birth of day. Countless wings and hollow underneath like death. Leave the bed low, cold and red, strewn beneath the nation dead. Leave the hatred as in ashes, fire is left for future burning. It will burn and bloodier flashes when ye stir it, soon returning in young spirits, sense enchanted, miseries yet unkindled, fuel and as the tremulous air their shadows made. Even as the tremulous plum the spaces within my plum more black than night. We can obscure not the soul which burns within. Beside it like a vain, loud multitude, vexing the self-content of the wisest men. Vile desire round the astonished heart and blood within the labyrinthine veins and crawling agony. Yes, I am king over myself and rule the torturing. Cruel was the power which called you, brought else so wretched into light. Blackening the birth of day with countless wings and hollow underneath like death. Immortal Titan.